I guess it happens to all boys, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And let's see, person who just keeps doing things that don't make any sense. Now, how would you describe him? You'd say, well, he's just a what?
I'd call him a lunatic.
Ever anything else you might call him?
I might call him crazy.
Now, a person like that, would you ever call him, would it be a bad thing to call him a fool? Would that be a bad thing to call him?
Yeah, I'd call him a fool.
And, let's see, a person that won't ever spend any money, you know, he has plenty of money but won't spend it, you call him what?
I'd call him stingy.
Stingy? Now, when you call a person a common person, is that a good thing or a bad thing to say about it?
I think it's a pretty good thing.
Is it ever kind of a bad thing to say, or is it almost always, you know, a pretty good thing?
Pretty good thing, yeah.
And when a person gets to be, the gentleman that was here the other day, he said he was 86, and, you know, a man like that, he still walks a lot, he gets around. How would you say he's still quite healthy? And let's see, when your children were coming up, they were maybe out a little later than, you know, they were supposed to be, and you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I still can't help feeling just a little
afraid.
You might say, I don't suppose there's any reason to be worried, but I can't help feeling just a little uneasy. And now, you want to know, how many times that somebody does something, you know, like goes into town a week or something like that. You might ask him what. You might say, what do you go into town a week?
Ask him what he goes for, right?
And say that, you know, you and somebody else are talking about maybe a candidate for political office. And then, you know, he says, well, I'm not going to vote for Joe Smith. And say you agree with him, what might you say? You might say,
I might say the same thing. I wouldn't vote for him either.
Yes. And a person, say, say he's kind of like this, he leaves his money lying around and his keys and stuff like that. And you know, maybe the door unlocked. Stuff. You'd say he was what kind of person? He's very
I'd
worried.
Say he was kidding.
Yes. And let's see. So someone that kind of acts just there's nothing really wrong with the person, but he kind of acts funny. What might you say to describe him? You say he acts kind of what?
I'd say he acts just curious. Funny.
Yeah. Would you ever say he acts kind of peculiar?
Yeah.
What about, he acts kind of queer?
Yeah, I'd call it queer.
And did that word mean anything else? Is that just kind of curious or funny, anything like that?
I don't think.
Okay. And what about a person who's set in his own ways, and you can argue with him all day, but you can't change his mind? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. How
would you describe him? You'd say he was a what kind of person?
I'd say he's one-minded cracker.
You ever heard people call that kind of person mule-headed or bull-headed?
Yeah, call them bull-headed, mule-headed. Hard-headed.
Yes.